Canto 8, Chapter 22, entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders His Life, text number 18. Shri Shukuvacha Tashyanu Srinvata. That's the wrong verse. Okay, well, I'll read this then first. Tasyanu Srinvato Rajan Prahradasya Kritanjale Hiranyagarbho Bhagavan Uvacha Madhusudanam. Sukadeva Goswami continued, O King Parikshit, Lord Brahma then began to speak to the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the hearing of Prahlad Maharaj, who stood nearby with folded hands. Vadam vikshapatim sadvi tatpatni baya vihbala pranjali pranato pendram bhabhase van mukhi nirpa. Bali Maharaj's chaste wife, afraid and aggrieved at seeing her husband arrested, immediately offered obeisances to Lord Vamanadev, Upendra. She folded her hands and spoke as follows. Purport, although Lord Brahma was speaking, he had to stop for a while because Bali Maharaj's wife, Vindhyavali, who was very agitated and afraid, wanted to say something. Sri Vindhyavali Ruvacha. Oh, you put on 20. All right, we'll get it right one of these days. Badam.
Badam.
Diksha.
Diksha.
Patim.
Patim.
Sadvi.
Sadvi.
Tatpatni.
Tatpatni.
Bhaya Vinvala.
Bhaya Vinvala.
Pranjalihi.
Pranjalihi.
Pranato Pendram.
Pranato Pendram.
Bhavase.
Bhavase.
Avan.
Avan.
Mukhi.
Mukhi.
Nripa. But Bali Maharaj's chaste wife, afraid and aggrieved at seeing her husband arrested, immediately offered obeisances to Lord Vamanadev, or Upendra. She folded her hands and spoke as follows. Responsively, please repeat. But Bali Maharaj's chaste wife, afraid and aggrieved at seeing her husband arrested, immediately offered obeisances to Lord Vamanadev,
immediately offered obeisances to Lord Vamanadev,
or Upendra.
Or Upendra.
She folded her hands and spoke as follows.
She folded her hands and spoke as follows.
Purport, although Lord Brahma was speaking, he had to stop for a while, because Bali Maharaj's wife, Vindhyavali, who was very agitated and afraid, wanted to say something. So, I think the pillar will be okay. It looks like it's steady. You don't need to hold it up. I know you're concerned, but... Okay, here's an example where the master of the universe, Lord Brahma, the senior of all the demigods, offered deference to a chaste wife. This underscores the power of a chaste wife. And Vindhyavali is certainly one of the most important chaste ladies within the universe, along with Sita Devi, Devahuti, Gandhari, even the wife of Ravana, what was her name? Mandodari. So this is significant that She wanted to speak on behalf of her husband. She wanted to ask for the Lord's mercy for her husband. And in fact, the quality of a chaste wife is not so much her attachment to her husband, but her attachment to her service as a chaste wife. And this endears her to the Lord and to all the Vaishnavas throughout the universe. So, also it is said that health has no fury like a woman's scorn. So Vindhyavali was very agitated, and she wanted to say something. So Brahma, being an expert diplomat, kept quiet while Srimati Vindhyavali was allowed to speak. Sri Vindhyavali Ruvacha Kridatamatmana idam trijagat kritam te Swamyam tutatra kudiyo para ishakuryu kartu prabhastava kim asyata avahanti tyakta hriyastvadavaro pita kartrivada. Srimati Vindhyavali said, O my Lord, you have created the entire universe for the enjoyment of your personal pastimes. But foolish, unintelligent men have claimed proprietorship for material enjoyment. Certainly, they are shameless agnostics. Falsely claiming proprietorship, they think they can give charity and enjoy. In such a condition, what good can they do for you, who are the independent creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this universe? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bali Maharaj's wife, who was most intelligent, supported the arrest of her husband and accused him of having no intelligence because he had claimed proprietorship of the property of the Lord. Such a claim is a sign of demoniac life. So this Mandodari also, when Ravana was killed, she petitioned Lord Ramchandra for mercy. She acknowledged that her husband was demoniac, and she often advised him that he should give up his demoniac ways, return Sita, and respect the supremacy of Lord Ramchandra. But he wouldn't hear her. Similarly, the wife of Bali, the monkey Bali, she also advised him to surrender to Ramchandra. But unfortunately, it took an arrow in his body, a death blow, before he surrendered to the Lord. Krishna is the supreme proprietor. Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram. He's the supreme enjoyer and the supreme proprietor. Even of our own body, Krishna has given the ingredients, and the body was created in the womb of our mother. So whereby we get this false ego, thinking I am the master of my body. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. I am this body, and this is mine, this is mine. This is just an illusion. The whole material world is temporary, just like the sky. In the sky, clouds appear. They are manifested for some time. A wind comes and blows them away. So the clouds are real, but they're temporary and have no substantial importance. The sky is always there. So we are spirit souls. We are not the body, but still we come into this world, which we have not created, and we claim this is mine, this is mine. And in fact, this is our illusion. And it's the source of all of our suffering. If we could just cut through the fog and see that we are simply the servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna, then we could begin to awaken to our real pleasure, our real happiness. We want, we're pleasure-seeking beings. All of us, inside, 24 hours a day, we're making plans how to enjoy. Sankalpa and vikalpa. Making so many plans. But if we would just put Krishna in the center and make plans for his enjoyment, this is the secret how to enjoy, not to become personally, individually attached, but to serve someone else. And that someone else is Krishna. It seems amazing. Nobody will agree to a proposal whereby I work all day long, all year long, and then I give everything I earn to somebody else. Maybe somebody I don't even know. Nobody will agree to such a proposal. I worked, I want the fruits, I will enjoy. But here is the formula for absolute happiness. You work all day long, all year long, and you give all the results away to Krishna. And then you enjoy. Unlimited. Anantam. Brahma Sokyam Twanantam. Rishabhdev had 100 sons. He was emperor of the whole world. They could have inherited fabulous wealth, opulence, servants, fame, fortune. But in his great wisdom, he advised them, don't waste your time in aspiring after the same relative kind of happiness that is available to the hogs and dogs, the vidbujam. You perform a little austerity. Why austerity? Because you have a disease. You have a skin disease. When you contract a disease, you have to take some bitter medicine, and you have to follow a diet, and it's austere, it's austerity. But that's the price. If you want freedom from the mal effects of the disease, and disease, if it is not eradicated, will only get worse, and ultimately be the cause of your surmise, your death. Disease, fire, and bad debt, Chanakya advises, should immediately be dealt with. So we have a skin disease, attachment to the body. And to give up That attachment requires a little bitter medicine. We have to give everything in sacrifice to Vishnu, Krishna, Yajna Vai Vishnu. We have to recognize that He is Bhokta. He's the supreme enjoyer. We are secondary enjoyers, but we have to get out of this enjoying spirit whereby we manipulate others for our own aggrandizement. We are conditioned in this way. Generally, the conditioned soul sees everything and everybody as a means to his own attainment of sense gratification. We have to cleanse the heart of this mentality, purify our lives, and see that we are Krishnas. He is the Supreme Purusha, and we are all Prakriti. We are, Prakriti means to be enjoyed. Therefore, Bali Maharaj although he thought that he was doing some service to Krishna by offering three steps of land, but he was still in illusion. It wasn't his land to give. If I walk through the Bank of America and I say, I am renouncing all of this, what does that mean? I own the Bank of America, now I'm renouncing? No. Simply ludicrous. I don't own anything. I don't even own my own body. Technically, even relatively, my mother and father own it. They made it. So this is demoniac mentality. And demoniac mentality can only be cleansed by the powerful agent of the holy name of Krishna. There is no other process which is as effective. Iti shodashakam nam nam kali kalmashanashanam natak parataropaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. You look through all the Vedas. You can go through all the different parts of the Vedas, the Atharva, Yajur, Rig, Samveda. You can go through all the corollary literatures, the Puranas. You won't find any more perfect means of religion in this age than the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Anavriti Shabdat, by sound we will be purified, and you can understand when we have a nice kirtan, or a nice class, or any transcendental sound, whenever we hear nice preaching anywhere in any place, it's very enlivening. Because we have done preliminary spade work, ground work. We have attuned, we have tuned our radio in to the FM channel, to the Vaikuntha channel, we tuned in. So we can hear, but non-devotees, atheists, their antenna is rusty. They can't relate to this. So devotees' business is to make them fortunate. Although the demigods who are officials appointed by the Lord for management are attached to materialistic enjoyment, they never claim to be proprietors of the universe. for they know that the actual proprietor of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you might say, in a sense, that the demigods are fringe devotees because they're very much in the enjoying spirit, but they're not in illusion who is the supreme enjoyer. They're not ready yet to give up their attachments. We see Indra as a perfect example. He always gets himself entangled in some kind of messy affair with someone else's wife or whatever. So he's king of all the demigods. Yeah. Huh? I can't hear, I'm deaf. Clouds forming outside, but they are temporary. Vayu will send a wind and blow them away. Because Vayu's good. Anyway. The demigods are basically their sura, their devotees. Whereas the asuras, they will never acknowledge Krishna's supreme dominion over Canada, the dominion of Canada. They still use that name? Huh? Not anymore. It used to be, right? Dominion Day, right? They blew it. This is the qualification of the demigods, but the demons, instead of accepting the exclusive proprietorship of the Supreme Personality of God, had claimed the property of the universe for themselves through demarcations of nationalism. This part is mine, and that part is yours. They say, this part I give in charity, and this part I can keep for my enjoyment. These are all demoniac conceptions. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita, 16:13. Idam adhyam maya labdham imam prapsye manoratham. Thus far I have acquired so much money and land. Now I have to add more and more. In this way I shall be the greatest proprietor of everything. Who can compete with me? These are all demoniac conceptions. So to a degree, everyone has this demoniac conception. We've been spoon-fed this ideology. We're sons of demoniac parents. What can we say? Sons and daughters of demons. Albeit some are innocent in the sense that they haven't heard anything better. But that's the best we can do for them because they still act in a demoniac way. So innocence of the law or ignorance of the law is not exactly an excuse that one can get free from punishment. No. It's incumbent upon everyone who takes birth in this material world to Brahma Jigyasa, to inquire about the Supreme. Bali Maharaj's wife accused Bali Maharaj by saying that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead had arrested him, showing him extraordinary mercy, and although Bali Maharaj was offering his body to the Supreme Lord for the Lord's third step, he was still in darkness of ignorance. Actually, the body did not belong to him, but because of his long-standing demoniac mentality, he could not understand this. He thought that since he had been defamed for his inability to fulfill his promise of charity, and since the body belonged to him, he would free himself from defamation by offering his body. Actually, however, the body does not belong to anyone but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whom the body is given, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 18:61. Ishwaraha sarva bhutanam hridayeshe arjuna tishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudani Mayaya. The Lord is situated in the core of everyone's heart, and according to the material desires of the living entity, the Lord offers a particular type of machine, yantra, the body, through the agency of the material energy. The body actually does not belong to the living entity. It belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Under the circumstances, how could Bali Maharaj claim that the body belonged to him? Thus, Vindhyavali, Bali Maharaj's intelligent wife, prayed that her husband be released by the Lord's causeless mercy. Otherwise, Bali Maharaj was nothing but a shameless demon, specifically described, Tyakta Hriyas Tad Avaropita Kratrivadaha. A foolish person claiming proprietorship over the property of the Supreme Person. In the present age, Kali Yuga, the number of such shameless men who are agnostics, disbelieving in the existence of God, has increased. Trying to defy the authority of the Supreme Personality of God, so-called scientists, philosophers, and politicians manufacture plans and schemes for the destruction of the world. They cannot do anything good for the world, and unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, they have plunged the affairs of the world into mismanagement. Thus, there is a great need for the Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of innocent people who are being carried away by propaganda of such demons. If the present status quo is allowed to continue, people will certainly suffer more and more under the leadership of these demoniac agnostics. So, it is very clear, and in fact, it's so crystal clear that anyone who cannot understand this after reading Srimad Bhagavatam is most likely to be a belligerent person who cannot be helped at the present moment. It is a fact that we come to an understanding of spiritual life after having evolved through many levels of consciousness. And now we are prepared to hear and accept and act upon. So, if someone receives instruction and yet cannot act upon it, it means that they don't have enough conviction. There is nothing like different grades of souls. The soul is one. The soul is capable of developing firm faith, developing pure love with the Oversoul, with the Supreme Soul. And anyone from any part of the world, especially having come to the human form of life, can achieve this. So, it is simply a matter of taking the obstacles out of the way. That's what we're doing here. We're making it easy. We've created our own environment. We're far from the maddened crowd, madding and maddened crowd. And anyone can come here and participate with us. The example of Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj is a great soul, but like Arjuna, he's put into illusion so that by the grace of the Lord, he can be awakened. So similarly, this facility here has been given by Srila Prabhupada, the perfect architect and designer, so that we can spend, anyone can spend their days cultivating Krishna consciousness. If someone doesn't take advantage of it, what can you do? You can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink. So we try our best. We feel sad. We empathize with people who can't make it. But it's very clear. The whole world is in turmoil. The whole world is mismanaged. It's in distress. Because you have 6.5 billion people going all in their own directions. There's no unity. There's no sense of purpose. Everyone's an agnostic at best, and very often an outright atheist, which again defies any common sense logic. The most uncommon thing in the world is common sense. So it is our duty to present this philosophy for the upliftment, for the benefit of all humanity. And we who live in this community. You're so close. And if you don't take advantage, then surely, if we do this, we don't take advantage, we're very, very unfortunate persons. We should cry. Shameless. We're shameless. The opportunities are there. So sukham kartum avyayam. It's a joyful process, a wonderful process. You just have to surrender. Stop being stubborn. Take shelter. Krishna will protect you. Sarva papebhyo moksha. He'll free you from your sinful reactions. You'll not suffer in any way. But the onus is on you. Yeyatha mam prapadyante. Bali Maharaj was very lucky. He made an initial good choice. He rejected his false guru. But gradually, Vamana, Upendra, who took 3 steps, 2 to cover the universe, and 3rd on Bali's head, that's Upendra, Trivikram, performing wonderful activities. He gradually brought Bali to the point of full surrender. But Bali was willing. We also, Prabhupada will bring us along the path to the point of full surrender. But we have to submit ourselves honestly. No cheating, no laziness, no excuse. We're all fully capable of achieving the goal. And we have so much work to do to save others. So we shouldn't waste time. Hare Krishna. I'm a little busy today.